From Pacifico Radio, this is Democracy Now.
También cuando ustedes
also,
cantaban Happy Birthday.
As you were singing Happy Birthday to me.
Recordando muchas cosas.
You reminded me of a lot of things.
Se me ocurrió pensar.
It crossed my mind.
Que tal vez habría sido más exacto.
It would have been more accurate.
Decir.
To say.
Happy. Good luck.
Happy
Fidel.
Birthday and good luck.
He llegado a cumplir estos años milagrosamente.
It is only by a miracle that I have arrived at this age.
Cuban President Fidel Castro goes to Harlem. We'll play excerpts of his speech. All that and more coming up on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Welcome to Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. One in five African American people went hungry or lived on the edge of hunger in 1999, the highest percentage of any racial group. This according to a new federal report that says 31 million people grappled with hunger, or at least the fear of it, last year. The annual report released by the Agriculture Department found that children and black families still make up a disproportionate number of those without enough food. A large percentage of Latinos, 20.8%, faced a similar situation. By contrast, only 7% of non-Hispanic whites went hungry or were what the report called food insecure. And on Friday, the Reverend Jesse Jackson said he intends to go to Peru to meet with Lori Berenson, the New Yorker who's been imprisoned on charges of treason for more than 5 years. Jackson also promised to negotiate with Peruvian authorities for her release. Jackson made what he called a mercy plea for Berenson's release in front of a surprised Peruvian president, Alberto Fujimori, at a Midtown Manhattan luncheon. Jackson called on Fujimori, who stood stone-faced on the podium, to consider the years that Berenson has already spent in prison as time served and to release her immediately. He told Fujimori that doing so, quote, would be a smart thing to do and that it would represent no threat, quote, to your sovereignty. Fujimori said the judicial branch of the government would handle the trial, quote, not the executive. Then he left open the possibility of a visit by Reverend Jackson, saying, of course, we're always willing to dialogue. He added the discussions would continue when Jackson was in Peru. Jackson has spoken publicly about Berenson's case several times since meeting Lori Berenson's parents in Chicago 2 weeks ago and holding a news conference with them and Stevie Wonder. During the confrontation with Fujimori on Friday at the St. Regis Hotel in Manhattan, Jackson made it clear for the first time he planned to intervene directly. It was unusual for Jackson to put a foreign leader on the spot so publicly. He said later he wanted to link the issues of human rights with the kind of economic performance that Fujimori had been so eager to discuss at the event. He was speaking before a group of investment bankers. Economic growth without human rights is like a bucket with a hole in it, Jackson said. All of Fujimori's attempts to bring attention to any improvements in his country's economic or social situation will be ignored, said Jackson, until Berenson is released. Jackson said, you can't hear any of what he's saying as long as Lori is in jail. Wen-Ho Lee, the scientist once denounced by the government as a suspected spy, will go home a free man after he pleads guilty to only one of 59 counts of violating national security. Lee is expected to be released today after a hearing to sentence him to the 9 months he's already spent behind bars. In exchange, the 60-year-old scientist, whose defense lawyers said was singled out for prosecution because he is ethnic Chinese, will divulge all he knows about 7 computer tapes onto which he was accused of downloading sensitive information. And this news from Tokyo, the president of Bridgestone Corporation, suggested today that fatal accidents blamed on tires produced by the company's U.S. subsidiary weren't caused by defects. While stopping short of blaming Ford, Bridgestone's president said it struck him that there was a high accident rate only for Ford Explorers fitted with the Bridgestone Firestone tires and not for other carmakers' vehicles that used the same products. Thousands of international activists formed a human blockade around the site of the World Economic Forum's Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Melbourne today, delaying its start. The demonstrators in Australia aim to shut down the three-day summit beginning today. Attending the summit, dozens of government leaders and senior business executives, including Microsoft's Bill Gates. They were there to discuss future economic developments in Asia. According to the Associated Press, the protests became violent as police clashed with protesters. Protest organizer David Glanzis was reported as saying the demonstration was a success and the violence was limited to the fringe.
Yo soy el hijo de Legua, yo trabajo con Obu. Yo soy el hijo de Legua, yo trabajo con Obu. Yo soy el negrito guapo, chambele, que rompo piedra con los pies. Me llaman el rompemonte, me dicen el invasor. Yo soy el negrito bueno, el hijo del Salvador. Yo soy el hijo de Legua, yo trabajo con Obú. Yo soy el hijo de Legua, yo trabajo con Obú. Yo soy el negrito bueno, chambele, que rompo piedra con los pies. Me llaman el rompemonte, me dicen el invasor. Yo soy el negrito bueno, el hijo del Salvador. Chambele, 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 chambele. Yo trabajo bonito, no vacuno. Sarayeyeo, no vacuno.
Hago y le mi legua, no vacuno.
Sarayeyeo, no vacuno.
Yo te trabe la puerta, no vacuno.
Sarayeyeo, no vacuno.
Yo me lleva lo malo, no vacuno.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. On Friday night, as the UN Millennium Summit came to a close, Cuban President Fidel Castro, who didn't know until the last minute whether the United States would let him in for the historic gathering of world leaders, came to the United States and stepped away from the formalities of the United Nations and made a trip to Harlem. As the media debated whether Bill Clinton and Fidel Castro did or did not, should or should not have shaken hands, thousands packed into the Riverside Church in Harlem for an historic speech by Fidel Castro. It is only the fifth time he has been to the United States since the Cuban Revolution. The speech began just after 10 o'clock in the evening of Friday and lasted, to no one's surprise, except perhaps some who expected it to go longer, until past 2 o'clock in the morning. The speech, more than 4 hours. The Cuban president addressed many issues, from Cuba's foreign aid to various developing countries to the issue of racism and the death penalty in the United States. We're going to begin at the end of President Castro's speech, where he took on what the media was focusing on, and that was the handshake.
Pero me sorprendí porque
ayer empezó a hablar.
Hoy todos los periódicos estaban hablando.
All the newspapers.
Hacía un escándalo, una intriga política.
It was almost a scandal.
El hecho que ocurrió.
The fact.
De una forma absolutamente.
I mean, an event that took place in an absolutely.
En las Naciones Unidas ayer.
In a situation which was absolutely by chance.
Lo titulé.
I want to read to you
y lo hice escribiendo de venir para acá,
something that I wrote on the way here.
El saludo a Clinton.
The whole situation is the fact that I met Clinton yesterday and we greeted.
Terminado el almuerzo que ofreció el secretario general de Naciones Unidas.
At the end of the lunch offered by the Secretary General of the United
Nations. Una vez que concluyó la sesión inaugural de la cumbre del milenio.
Once the opening session of the Millennium Summit was over.
Se nos indicó a todos.
We were all asked
marchar hacia un lugar local
to walk towards
para la foto oficial.
An adjacent room for the official photo.
Marchábamos hacia dicho punto.
I was on my way to that place.
Casi de uno en uno.
We were all walking practically
por un estrecho
one
espacio
following the other,
que se abrió entre numerosas mesas.
Open between tables.
Apenas 4 metros, 3 o 4 metros delante, percibo a Clinton saludando a varios jefes de Estado que por allí cruzaban.
At a given moment, I noticed that 3 or 4 meters ahead of me, there was Clinton shaking hands with every head of state that passing by.
No podía yo salir corriendo
I could neither run away
para evitar pasar por aquel punto.
To avoid passing by him.
No tenía hacia dónde correr.
I had no place to run anyway.
Él tampoco lo hizo.
And he did not run away either.
Habría sido vergonzosa cobardía de ambos.
It would have been shameful cowardice if we had done that either of the two.
Proseguí detrás de los
so
demás.
I continued walking after the people ahead of me.
En cuestión de 2 minutos o menos,
in 2 more minutes or less,
llegué al punto por donde debía pasar delante de él.
I arrived at the place where he was standing.
Igual que los demás.
And the same as the other people
me detuve
had
unos segundos
me, I stopped for a second,
y con toda dignidad
and with great dignity,
y cortesía
and courtesy,
los saludé.
We shook hands.
Él hizo exactamente lo mismo.
He did exactly the same thing.
Y seguí.
He did exactly the same thing. We shook hands
habría
and I proceeded.
Habría sido extravagante
ahead
y grosero.
It would really have been outlandish and rude
hacer otra cosa.
For me to act differently.
Todo duró
and all that lasted
menos de 20 segundos.
Less than 20 seconds.
El sencillo detalle se
but
conoció pronto. Allí no había fotógrafos, ni televisión,
known
ni prensa.
There was
todo el mundo corriendo para allá donde iban a sacar la foto.
The press and the television was in the place where the, in the room, in adjacent room, where the picture was going to be taken of all the heads of state, the family picture, as they call it.
Después, muchos órganos de prensa dieron cuenta
however,
del hecho.
Later, many, the media reported all that.
En tono amable.
And they reported it kindly, I think.
Decenas de rumores corrieron.
There were rumors,
o habían corrido de inmediato.
Immediately, there were rumors immediately about the that encounter.
Voceros oficiales de prensa.
But then official press spokesmen
no bien informados,
who seemed to have not been well informed,
dieron versiones variadas.
Gave the different versions of the event.
La mafia de Miami.
Meanwhile, the Miami mafia.
No me refiero ni mucho menos a los muchos buenos cubanos.
I don't mean
Miami,
the many good Cubans living there, but the Miami
se
mafia.
Se puso histérica.
When hysteric, they became hysteric.
Según ellos,
according to them,
el presidente había cometido un gran crimen.
The president had committed a great crime.
A tales extremos llega su fundamentalismo.
They are such bigots.
Por mi parte,
as for myself,
me siento satisfecho I am pleased de mi comportamiento of the way respetuoso.
I behaved.
Respetuoso y civilizado con el presidente del país que ha sido anfitrión de la cumbre. Hoy más rumores, noticias de que yo me dirigí hacia allí. Nada de eso hace falta.
None of that is true.
Todo el mundo conoce.
Everybody knows
que jamás un cubano
that a Cuban
digno
with dignity
implora
never ever
un saludo
goes around begging for some greetings
o un honor.
Or honors.
He concluido.
That's all I had to say.
Gracias. Pido perdón por la extensión de mis palabras.
I apologize to you for all the time I have taken.
Y les digo,
and I tell you,
buenos días.
Good morning.
Cuban President Fidel Castro in his closing remarks after a four-hour speech at the Riverside Church in Harlem, New York. He addressed other headline issues. Before we go to the beginning of his speech today, as we bring you excerpts of Fidel Castro's speech, we'll go to another story that has been in the headlines over the last 4 months, and that was his addressing of the issue of Elian.
Primero del niño, sobre el niño.
Well, about the child,
está maravillosamente
he's
bien.
Doing very well.
No pueden ustedes imaginar.
You cannot imagine how well
qué niño
is
tan feliz, qué niño tan inteligente.
He's a wonderful niño child. He's doing very well.
Realmente una maravilla.
He's really great.
No fue recibido por multitudes.
He was not welcomed
como
by
dijimos.
Crowds.
Fue su escuelita.
He went back
los familiares
to
más cercanos.
I mean,
ninguno de nosotros, ningún dirigente del partido de Estados
Unidos.
Seis minutos permanecieron.
No official welcome. He stayed only 6 minutes on the tarmac.
No perdió las clases ni siquiera ese día que salió a Estados Unidos.
He continued to receive
en dos meses avanzó extraordinariamente.
In 2 months he made great progress.
Y después en Cuba, desde
Cuba,
el 29 de junio.
He concluded,
hasta el 28 de
his
julio
year,
recibió junto con los compañeritos
on July 28th,
clases intensivas, le faltaban varios sonidos y se graduó con el nivel de todos los
classmates.
El padre me insistía en que lo viera.
Yo le dije,
hasta que no termine el curso.
His father wanted for me to meet him before that, but I said, no, I will meet him only at the end of the school year.
And so I did.
Now we should try for that boy
to grow up
properly, I mean, to continue studying like any normal child. Despite the fact that he's very famous. But we have the support of all the people in Cuba. It is a conspiracy of all the people to have Elian grow up as any other child.
Solo muy pocas veces ha salido por televisión.
He has been on television
lo solicita la
very seldom when the people
jamás
has demanded to have
directa al niño,
of him to see him.
Sin retrato con la familia.
He has been taking pictures of him with his family, with his relatives.
Y muy cortos.
He's been photographed with them, and those have been shown on TV.
Total.
So I tell you, he's fully recovered. He's doing very well. He began his second grade of grammar school. On the first of this month, he's living in the same modest house where he lived before he left.
Tiene la profesora porque rotan los profesores.
He has the same professors, the same teachers.
Estuvieron aquí en White Plantation y la otra profesora que no dejaron.
The one who was here in White Plantation and the other one he has in Cuba.
Su curso con los mismos compañeros del primer grado.
He continues with the same classmates in the same school and in the same neighborhood.
Cuban President Fidel Castro discussing what has happened to Elian since his return to Cuba. When we return, more on the little boy, but also Castro's analysis of what is happening in the world today, particularly focusing on issues of poverty. You're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! We'll be back in a minute. You are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, the exception to the rulers, as we continue with excerpts of the address of Cuban President Fidel Castro, a speech he gave at Riverside Church in Harlem on Friday night. He's continuing to talk about Elian Gonzalez and his father, Juan.
Y su padre.
And his father.
A mediados de este mes.
Is returning to his job this very month, the same modest job he had before this whole episode,
which is what he wants to do. Porque no solo el niño, el padre adquirió en el país.
The father also became very famous in Cuba, and everybody wants to meet him.
Resistió todo.
But he resisted all the pressures.
Cuando lo trataron de comprar hasta con su propio hijo.
When there were attempts to buy him out,
promesa de entregárselo
with promises
si se quedaba
to give him his
child
if he defected and stayed in the United States.
Cifras millonarias.
He was offered millionary figures.
Y ni siquiera un solo segundo
vacío. And he never hesitated,
me parece que es un ejemplo. Debo sobre esto decir que no me voy a detener en detalles. Le mandaremos materiales.
We will send you materials. We will send you videos.
Ahorro tiempo. Ustedes estarán informados del niño.
You will be well informed about the child.
Se todo el criterio adecuado de que ese niño debe recibir una óptima educación.
But we pursue the policy that he should
no
have the best
ganado nada
possible education as si all the rest of children in Cuba. It wouldn't make sense to have him back if he were not, if it were not to be well educated as all the children are. That is an example for our people,
y de cierta forma un ejemplo para
and in a way an example for many millions of other
people
in the world.
Jamás nuestro pueblo dejará de agradecer.
Never will our people
a ustedes
stop
que tanto se
being appreciative to you,
a los legisladores,
who were so
que hablar un a otros.
We will always be grateful to the congressmen,
al Consejo de Iglesias,
to the Council of Churches,
a las diversas iglesias,
and to all the different churches and people who so strongly defended the return of the child.
Que nuestro pueblo,
let me tell you,
jamás dejará de agradecer,
will forever be grateful,
al pueblo norteamericano,
to the American people,
que de modo masivo,
which massively,
apoyó la justa causa del mundo,
the return of the child,
y una vez más me dije,
and once again,
una vez más me dije,
once again, pueblo I norteamericano
es muy
the American people,
idealista,
it's an idealistic people,
para que apoye una causa injusta,
in order to make the American people support,
tienen primero
the
que engañarlo.
First, the American people has to be deceived.
Hacerle creer
that is
como
the only way
Vietnam
they do it.
Y en otros lugares,
to make the American people believe like it was in the case of Vietnam and other
que
places,
aquello es
that
lo
that
justo.
Was the right thing to do.
Pero en este caso, por un
but in this case,
factores,
the American people realized
la actividad
where the
de los medios masivos de televisión que sacaron las imágenes de 400,000 madres marchando, cientos de miles de niños marchando, 1,000,000 de personas marchando,
millions of people marching along the streets of Havana,
meses,
people who took to the streets for many months to defend the right of the child to return home, and who are now protesting the Cuban Adjustment Act and all the other acts.
La ley Torricelli, la ley Herbert, el bloqueo y la guerra económica,
en definitiva
por
el
respeto y la paz para nuestro país. Eso lo juramos allí en Baragua. Tuvo lugar la histórica protesta de Antonio Maceo,
the great leader of our independence war.
Luchamos
protested
hoy.
An incomplete independence.
Cuando el pueblo norteamericano conoció la verdad,
people learned the truth about this child,
entonces
then
apoyó
the American people supported
al niño y su
the
familia.
Return of the child, supported the child's father.
En cifras que se elevaron a más del 80%.
In figures that amounted higher than 84%,
y que en la población afro norteamericana alcanzó un momento cúspide y decisivo,
at a decisive moment,
el 92%
of support.
Es no lo olvidará nuestro pueblo jamás.
That is something our people will forever
no
remember.
Pretendo presentar a nuestra patria como modelo.
I do not
nosotros
intend
tenemos
to present
que
our homeland
todavía.
As a model. We still need to
y
do
hemos
a lot.
Tenido que aprender mucho
and we have had to learn
sobre
a
los
lot
problemas
from
de la marginación.
About marginality.
Creíamos al principio que
we
establecer los principios de la más absoluta igualdad
by establishing
ante la ley
before the law,
y
would suffice.
La absoluta intolerancia contra toda manifestación de discriminación sexual, como es el caso de la mujer, o racial, como es el caso de las minorías étnicas, desaparecerían de nuestra sociedad. Tiempo tardamos en descubrir eso, digo así, que la marginalidad es algo.
Cuban President Fidel Castro speaking to a crowd of more than 3,000 people, about 2,500 packed into the Harlem Riverside Church, and then many more outside who couldn't fit in to the historic site. We began this program with the end of Castro's four-hour speech. Now we're going to go to the beginning.
Queridos y queridas hermanos del Comité de Recepción.
Dear brothers and sisters from the organizing committee.
Queridas y queridos hermanos aquí presentes.
Dear brothers and sisters present here.
Queridas y queridos hermanos que están congregados
dear brothers and sisters
en una sala cercana.
I have been told are staying in an outside room.
Queridas y queridos hermanos.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Que desde la calle pueden estarnos escuchando.
Who could be listening to us from the streets as we have been told.
Ya que muchos de ellos no pudieron pasar.
Since many of them could not.
A este salón de la iglesia. Ustedes han sido sumamente generosos
you have been extremely generous
y amables
and extremely kind to us.
Cuando aquí se mencionaban algunas cosas por las cuales
when a few things have been mentioned here,
ustedes respondían
to which you reacted,
a los que hicieron determinadas preguntas.
To those who raised the number of
relacionaban con nuestro esfuerzo por nuestros niños y por todo nuestro pueblo
for our children and for all of our people,
y los esfuerzos que hemos hecho también
and the efforts we have made
por otros niños y otros pueblos
for other children and other peoples
en diversas
the world,
partes del mundo
particularly in the third world,
cosas en las que nosotros nunca recordamos
things that we hardly ever remember,
ni tenemos por qué recordar
nor do we
o mencionar
have any reason to remember,
por mi mente pasó una idea
since we feel it's nothing special, an idea crossed my mind,
al recordar aquello
when you reminded me of those things.
Digo realmente
I said to myself,
todo eso tiene un nombre
all that has a name.
Yes.
And the name of all that
violación de los derechos humanos
is the violation of human rights.
Con lo cual se pretende justificar
that is used to
un bloqueo y una guerra económica
an economic warfare and a
que dura ya
which has been lasting
más de 40 años.
Over 40 years now.
También cuando ustedes
also,
cantaban Happy Birthday,
as you were singing Happy Birthday to me,
recordando muchas cosas,
you reminded me of a lot of things.
Se me ocurrió pensar
it crossed my mind,
que tal vez habría sido más exacto
it would have been more accurate
decir
to say,
Happy, good luck,
happy
Fidel.
Birthday and good luck.
He llegado a cumplir estos años milagrosamente.
It is only by a miracle that I have arrived at this age.
Y no porque hayamos estado un número de años luchando
and not only because we have spent a number of years fighting
contra la tiranía en
against
nuestro país
tyranny in our country,
o por haber participado en algunas acciones de guerra
or because we took part in some war actions,
sino por todo aquello que vino después
but rather for everything that followed,
de la revolución
everything that followed after the victory of the revolution.
Algún entendedor pocas palabras.
I think I do not need many words to explain what you already understand.
Y ustedes no son solo buenos.
You are not only good.
Entendedores.
You are not only people who understand well.
Sino también.
But you're also
muy nobles.
Very noble people.
E inteligentes.
And intelligent people.
Entendedores.
And you understand my meaning.
Debo decir.
I should say here tonight.
Que cuando venía hacia acá,
that on my way here,
recordaba mis cuatro visitas a las Naciones Unidas.
I was remembering my four visits to the United Nations.
En la primera ocasión,
the first time,
me expulsaron del hotel.
I was expelled.
En las inmediaciones de las Naciones Unidas.
I was staying close to the United Nations.
Yo tenía que escoger entre dos
so I had to choose
opciones.
Between two options.
O montar una casa de campaña
either to set up a tent
en el patio de las Naciones Unidas
at the United Nations patio,
y como guerrilleros salido de las montañas
as guerrillas we were who had just come down from the mountains.
No me parecía una cosa muy difícil.
It did not seem so difficult to me to do that.
O marchar hacia Harlem.
I had another choice. It was to go to Harlem.
Uno de cuyos hoteles uno de cuyos hoteles
in one of whose hotels
me había invitado.
I had been invited to stay.
Y yo decidí de inmediato.
I decided
me voy a Harlem.
That I'd better go to Harlem.
Porque allí están
because it is there in Harlem
mis mejores amigos.
Where I will find my best friends.
Gracias. Así me decían.
That's what I was called.
En muchas bellas residencias.
In many beautiful residences.
Donde vivían personas muy ricas.
Where very wealthy people used to live.
Tenían un letrerito que decía eso mismo.
They had a legend that said exactly what you have said.
Después, cuando hicimos algo por los pobres,
later on, when we began doing things for the poor,
quitaron los letreros para siempre. Cuando volví una segunda vez,
when I came for the second time,
o una tercera,
and then a third time,
no recuerdo exactamente ahora.
I do not remember exactly now.
Lo que hice en el 79.
What I did in 1979.
Solo sé que hablé allí.
I just remember.
En nombre de todos los países pobres del mundo.
That I addressed the United Nations on behalf of all the poor countries of this world.
La tercera vez.
The third time.
Volví a Harlem.
I went to Harlem again.
Y no solo a Harlem,
and not only to Harlem,
sino también al Bronx.
And also to the Bronx.
Como recordaba aquí, señorita. Esta vez,
this time,
recibí el honor
this time around,
de invitarme a esta zona que creo que se llama
Riverside.
Lo que entiendo es así.
As far as I have understood, is that the way? Riverside.
Lo que entiendo es que estoy al lado del río.
In Spanish, that would mean close to the river.
Pero además, en medio de un río.
But also amidst a river.
Que es en medio del río de la más sana y noble amistad.
Which is the river of the healthiest and most noble friendship.
Ustedes comprenden.
I'm sure you understand.
Que no es para mí fácil.
Which is that it's not easy to me.
Visitar Nueva York.
To visit New York.
Sobran las pruebas.
It's not easy for me, and I think there are plenty of evidences.
Y esta vez,
this time,
sin duda que no era un viaje fácil.
Undoubtedly, it was not an easy trip.
Y había muchos compatriotas preocupados.
Many of our compatriots in Cuba were concerned.
Estamos viviendo en un periodo especial.
Since we are living special times,
no me refiero al periodo especial de Cuba.
And I do not mean the special times in Cuba.
Obligado por el doble bloqueo.
Which has been forced on us by the double blockade.
Sino el periodo
I mean the special times
especial de unas elecciones presidenciales.
In the United States.
Y además en medio de muchas amenazas.
And all this amidst lots of threats.
De todo tipo.
All kinds of threats.
Incluso, bueno, puede desde matarme.
Which range from killing me.
Hasta enviarme a una prisión.
Up to sending me to prison.
Norteamericana.
Putting me in jail.
Bueno, pero se trataba de una reunión muy importante.
However, it was an extremely important meeting.
La llamaron la cumbre del milenio.
Which was called the Millennium Summit.
Y realmente
and actually,
estamos iniciando un incierto milenio.
We are at the beginning of an uncertain millennium.
Estamos iniciando, por lo menos para nosotros.
At least for us.
Que consideramos que el 31 de diciembre concluye el siglo XX.
Last December was this December will be the conclusion of this millennium.
Estamos iniciando el siglo XXI.
So we shall be entering the 21st century.
En condiciones para el mundo.
And that will happen
sumamente duras.
In extremely hard conditions for the world.
Sumamente inquietantes.
And in extremely disquieting conditions for the world.
No podía dejar de venir bajo ningún concepto.
Of course, I had to come no matter what.
Y créanme.
And believe me.
Que me sentía muy feliz.
I was very happy.
Cuando tomé el avión.
When I took the plane.
Después de complicadas gestiones,
after rather complicated procedures,
a fin de obtener
to obtain
la visa.
The visa.
Como ustedes saben, aquí con nosotros vino el compañero
as you know,
Alarcón.
We have here with us Comrade Alarcón.
Debía asistir
who should have been
a una
attending
a conference de todos los presidentes
here in New York
de las asambleas
with all the speakers of parliaments
o cámaras
and national assemblies or
parlamentarias
the parliamentary meeting
de todos los países
with parliamentarians from all over
del mundo.
The world.
La había solicitado hacía casi un mes.
He had applied for his visa almost a month ago.
Se la concedieron como a mí.
He received it.
Ya que estaba en la delegación.
Like me, only as part of our delegation.
Unas 24 o 48 horas antes.
Only 24 hours
del viaje.
Before the trip.
Cuban President Fidel Castro speaking at Riverside Church in Harlem on Friday night at the end of the UN Millennium Summit, at the end of the UN Millennium Summit that took place at the United Nations. When we come back, more of his speech here on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now.
Thank you.
are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! As we continue with the excerpts of the speech of Cuban President Fidel Castro. He left the UN Millennium Summit on Friday and headed to Harlem. More than 3,000 people packed into the church, with many more outside as they came to hear the address of a man who is most often not allowed into the United States when he is within a 25-mile radius of the United Nations. This is only the fifth time he's come to the United States since the Cuban Revolution. He discusses the significance of the UN Millennium Summit.
Sí. Les decía que a mi juicio esta era una reunión muy importante.
I was saying that in my view this was a very important meeting.
Y es porque el mundo está
and it
sufriendo
is
realmente
the world is undergoing
una situación catastrófica.
A really catastrophic situation.
No crean en aquellos expertos.
You should not believe what some experts say.
En aparentar.
Those who are experts
optimismo.
In pretending optimism,
o aquellos que ignoran
or those who try to ignore
lo que en realidad
ocurre the realities,
en el mundo.
The crude realities of this world.
Por algunos datos,
I have some data.
Yo traje algunos papeles.
Here with me, I brought some papers with me.
Seleccioné esos datos.
I have chosen some data.
Y se los voy a mencionar.
And I would like to mention them
sobre
to
la
you.
Situación del tercer mundo.
I mean, this is about the situation in the third world
de los
countries.
Países de donde proceden.
And the countries
muchos de ustedes.
Where many of you come
o
from.
Países que son conocidos.
I mean, well-known countries.
Muchos norteamericanos que
countries which are well-known to many Americans.
Visitado. Aunque todavía puedo leer un
though I can still read without my glasses
con la vista natural para más precisión
I'm going to wear them in order
en los últimos tiempos
to add precision
estoy usando unos lentes
I have lately been wearing these glasses for more precision in my reading.
Tiene el inconveniente de que no los veo bien.
The inconvenience is that this is for short-sighted, so I cannot see you now.
Ya con la vista natural los veo bien. Incluso leo.
I read them. I can read the paper without them.
No quiero acostumbrarme a los bifocales.
I do not want to get used to the bifocals.
Como una teoría naturalista, diríamos.
I have what we could call a naturalist
uno
theory.
Debe ejercer lo más posible
that I should try to use my own eyes
los órganos
alone
naturales.
As long as I can.
Yo podría decir, por ejemplo, en más de 100 países
in over 100 countries
el ingreso por habitante es inferior
per capita income
al de hace 15
is lower
años.
Than what it was 15 years ago.
Ahora,
now, at this moment, it is less than what it was 15 years ago. In over 100
el ingreso
countries,
por habitante es menor.
The per capita income in over 100 countries is today lower than it was 15 years ago.
En el tercer mundo hay 1.300 millones de pobres.
There are 1.3 million, a billion poor people.
Es decir,
that is,
uno de cada tres habitantes
one out of every
vive
three people
en la pobreza.
Live in poverty.
Más de 820 millones de personas
over 820 million people suffer hunger and
de ellas, 790 millones
and 790 million
viven en el tercer mundo.
Of them live in the third world.
En este mundo globalizado.
In this globalized world.
Más de 840 millones
over
de adultos continúan siendo analfabetos.
People continue to be illiterate.
La inmensa mayoría
the overwhelming
en el tercer
majority
mundo.
Of them in the third world.
Un habitante del tercer mundo
an inhabitant of the third world
al nacer,
when he's born,
puede esperar vivir 18 años menos
can be 18 years less
que uno del mundo industrializado.
Than another one born in industrial nations.
La esperanza de vida en el África subsahariana
in sub-Saharan Africa
alcanza apenas
is hardly
los 48 años.
48 years.
Esto es
and this is
30 años menos
30 years less
que en los países desarrollados.
Than in the developed nations.
Se estima
it has been estimated
que 654 millones de personas que habitan hoy en países del sur
in countries of the south
no sobrevivirán
will not
los
survive
40 años de edad,
beyond 40 years of life,
casi la mitad
almost half
de los que
my
yo tengo.
Age.
El 99.5% de todas las muertes maternas
of all the maternal death
ocurren en el tercer
happen
mundo.
In the third world countries.
El riesgo de muerte materna en Europa.
The risk of maternal death in Europe.
Hablo de riesgo.
I'm talking about the risk of maternal death in Europe.
De una muerte
one
por cada 1400 partos.
Out of 1400 deliveries.
En África.
In Africa.
Ese riesgo
that risk
es de uno
is one
por cada seis.
In six.
Riesgo, el número de los que mueren.
I'm talking about the risk of mothers that could die during delivery. The number of deaths
es menor.
Is lower than that, of course.
Desde luego. Pero
in both places.
Comparado
but
con
you
los
can
que
see
mueren,
the comparison of those who are at risk of dying.
Las que madres que mueren objetivamente.
The mothers who are at risk of dying in
es
Europe
muchas
and Africa.
Veces mayor
in Africa being a higher figure, much higher
Europa.
Than in Europe.
Si mal no recuerdo,
if my memory doesn't fail me,
alrededor de 400 por cada X miles,
about 400 out of X
frente a 3 o 4,
vis-à-vis 3 or 4,
frente al mismo número de partos,
as compared to the same number of deliveries
en Europa.
In Europe.
Más de 11 millones de niños
over
y niñas
children,
menores de 5 años
under the age of 5,
mueren cada año
every year,
en el tercer mundo
in the third world,
a causa de enfermedad
due,
en la inmensa enfermedades que son en la inmensa
diseases,
mayoría
most of them
previsibles
preventable diseases,
más de 30.000 cada
30,
día
every day.
Hoy a las 12 de la noche
today, at midnight,
habrán muerto 30.000
30,000 children would have died
21 cada minuto
21 die every minute
aproximadamente 1200
approximately 1200
o más de 1200
or more than 1200
desde que llegamos
have died ever
este
since
sitio,
we arrived here tonight
noche. En el tercer mundo
in the third world
64 niños de
64
cada mil nacidos
out of 1000 live births
mueren antes de cumplir el primer año de vida
before the first year of life.
Bien. El número de niños
the number,
bueno, voy a decirlo aquí está. Dos de cada cinco niños
two out of five children
en los países del tercer mundo
in the third world countries
padecen de retraso en el crecimiento
suffer retardation in their growth
y uno de cada tres
and one out of three
con bajo peso
is born
para su edad.
With low weight or growth with low weight for his age.
Yo hablé de 64 incluyendo todos los países del tercer mundo, incluyendo Cuba.
All countries of the third world, including Cuba.
Tiene un poco menos de 7.
Which has a lower mortality rate.
Pero hay países,
but there are countries,
numerosos países en África,
many countries in Africa,
donde mueren más de 200
where over 200
menores de 5 años
under 5 years of age
por cada 1000 nacidos
per 1,000 live births.
Vivos. Hay otros aspectos morales.
There are some other moral angles to this question.
2 millones de niñas
2 million girls
son forzadas a ejercer la prostitución.
Are forced into prostitution.
En los países subdesarrollados,
in the underdeveloped countries,
alrededor de 250 millones de
about
niños
250 million children,
menores de 15 años
under the age of 15,
se ven obligados a trabajar para sobrevivir.
To work in order to make a living.
10 de las 11 infecciones con el virus del SIDA que ocurren cada minuto en el mundo
HIV that occur every minute in the world,
se registran en el África subsahariana,
take place in sub-Saharan Africa,
donde la cifra total de infectados
where the total figure of those
rebasa
infected
ya la cifra de 25 millones de personas.
25 million HIV positives in sub-Saharan Africa.
Fidel Castro speaking at Riverside Church. He gave more than a four-hour address. We're going to end as he chided the United States, talking about how Cuba has given medical aid and doctors to developing countries around the world.
Y un legislador de Luisiana.
It was an occasion when we had a visitor's
de un distrito de Mississippi.
When we had the visit of some congressmen from the Black Caucus, there was a congressman
yo le hablaba
from Mississippi.
De tu programa.
And I was describing this
decía,
program to them.
Oyeme,
and this congressman
yo tengo
said,
mucho distrito en mi, muchos
have,
lugares en mi jurisdicción.
Many places in my own district.
Que no tienen un solo médico.
Where they do not have a doctor.
Le digo, ¿cómo?
I said to him, how come?
Diga, ahora me di cuenta que ustedes son el tercer
I said, well,
mundo
now I realize that you are the third
de Estados
world
Unidos.
Inside the United States.
Y le di.
And I said to him,
estamos dispuestos a enviar
médicos,
algunos médicos gratuitamente. Igual que lo hacemos con otros países del tercer mundo.
I said to him, we are willing to send you our doctors free of charge, the same way we do with other third world countries.
Siempre voy a hablar de la riqueza de Estados Unidos, del Producto Interno Bruto que supera los 8 millones de millones de dólares, etcétera, etcétera, etcétera. Y de repente me topo con
un
miembro respetado de la
Cámara.
Digo, podemos enviar inmediatamente a la
gente.
Mire, me acordé de las escuelas.
I remember the schools we have.
Estamos dispuestos a conceder un número de becas.
I said, look, we are willing to grant a number of scholarships
para jóvenes,
for youth,
de pobres de su distrito,
for youth from your districts,
que no puedan pagar los $200,000 que cuesta una carrera universitaria.
Cuban President Fidel Castro speaking before thousands at the Riverside Church in Harlem last Friday night. And that does it for today's program. Democracy Now! Is produced by Julian Aldrich and Sidrock Franklin. Special thanks to Rosemary Mealy, Mario Murillo, Deepa Fernandez, Grayson Challenger, Sally O'Brien, and Mark Linton. the WBAI team doing the broadcast on Friday night, which was also webcast on microradio.org. If you'd like to get more information on Democracy Now!, go to our website at democracynow.org. That's www.democracynow.org. You can email us at mail@democracynow.org. Matthew Finch is our engineer, Errol Maitland, our technical director. From the studios of WBAI in New York, I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening to another edition of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!